talk about the program, obviously. How important is the Gloves for Kids equipment program to just make sure that, obviously, everybody has the ability to play baseball?
Absolutely. The chances for kids these days to have an interest in baseball, from what I understand, have gone down, and having the ability to go out and buy a glove or a bat or have a helmet or a pair of spikes that they can wear so that they can play the game and learn the game as I did as a little kid, the opportunities are seemingly kind of drying up. And what this program's for is giving kids a chance to have that opportunity afforded to them by the generosity of the community and the Detroit Tigers Foundations.
What about yourself? How important was baseball to you growing up? Obviously, it's your living. And how, you know, was there a time when a program like this could help you out?
Well, when I was 3 years old, I told my dad that this is what I wanted to do. And he looked at me a little funny, and he asked me if I was sure. I mean, he didn't go straight into to the doubting parent or anything like that. Like, yeah, okay, whatever, buddy. You just stick to school. He went and he asked me if I was sure, and I said, yeah, I'm sure. And he said, okay. And we went down to Kmart at the time, because that was the closest thing to any type of sporting goods store that we had in the town. And we bought my first glove, and we went home and we started playing catch right away. He started trying to teach me how to throw. And, you know, if there were, and with me being left-handed, both of my brothers are right-handed, my dad's right-handed, and, you know, it wouldn't have been too easy for me to pick up the game playing it with the wrong side, you know. I mean, it would have been really, really awkward. I mean, I would have been able to figure it out, but I wouldn't be where I'm at if I was using a right-handed glove, you know what I mean? But for my dad to just be like, okay, you know, he didn't doubt it or anything like that, and we went and did that. That to me speaks volumes about the importance of the game, because it's more than just a game. It teaches you lessons in how to deal with people and all the way through your life. So, and most all organized sports do that as well. So, for us to be able to have a program like this be put together and for us to be a part of it is huge for the community and those less fortunate than ourselves.
Just last one for you. Do you kind of get the feeling that there's less kids interested in the game of baseball? And you probably don't think about it every day, but if that thought does come to your head, how does it make you feel? The fact that it's so important to you, everybody you know pretty much, and maybe there is a kid that would enjoy it, but...
Well, the interest is so, for me, has been so important throughout my whole life to even get me to where I'm at. For there to be kids that I grew up with that had the same opportunities I did, you know, I mean, it you know, made the playing ground level, you know, everybody having the equipment to do it. And with it seeming as though that, the interest may be going down a little bit. I mean, that could be a big part of, you know, the economy being bad. You know, families just can't afford to do it. So for us to be able to do everything we can to help try and drum up equipment for kids to begin sparking the interest in them, it creates the dynamic for the game to continue. And, I mean, that's how this game works, you know. I mean, since I was a little kid, I watched it. And, you know, everybody in here has watched baseball in some form or another since they were little. So for us to have that kind of interest when we were kids and now we're in the shoes of the guys that we were watching, that to me is what it's all about, to help bring that type of interest to the sport and provide as best we can through the community for these kids to have a chance to do what I did.
Beautiful.